real good. Yeah.
Very fine friends. Bonus improv. Joe, might we have a suggestion?
I thought you were going to say my tweet.
Our suggestion is Ranger Danger.
Ranger is a very manly sounding job.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Ranger.
It to me, it implies a certain communion with nature. You know,
Women have way more of a communion with nature than men.
No, but like, if you're gonna be a ranger, you gotta be able to wrestle nature. Oh, you gotta be able to not just like in touch with nature. You've gotta be able to like I respect it, but I can control it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When I think of Ranger, I think of Power Rangers.
Of the Mighty Morphin?
Mighty Morphin variety, yeah. Yeah. One Christmas, when I was a kid, me and my two cousins, who was a boy and a girl, we all got Power Rangers, and I got the blue one, and I was pissed.
Why? Which one did you want?
It's
the not pink one, right?
Probably, yeah. But it's not, I mean, yeah. It's not that it's that there was like this, maybe you guys can tell me, in your household, was the blue one considered like nerdy?
I never watched it.
Okay. I think that's what I thought, because it was just like, oh, the black one was cool and the red one was cool and the blue one was less cool. Although now I don't think I would give a shit, but I was like, I can't believe this happened to me.
What did your cousins get?
The black one and she probably got the pink one.
Yeah.
I only was worried about myself.
Yeah, well, yeah, why would you care about them? It's fair.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't think it was like, because like they thought you liked the color blue?
I don't think they put any thought into it whatsoever.
Okay, but you still
pick three, or maybe, I don't know if my aunt was there. Maybe my cousin was like, "Oh, which one do you want? Or which color do you like?" But no one thought to ask me. I was a very disregarded child.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's not your fault. You weren't there to stop it.
I was, actually.
And now, improv.
Travis, can you come into my office, please?
Of course, sir. Of course. I'll come right immediately.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That answers part of my problem. The other day at the company picnic, we were having a lot of fun.
I love the face painting. I'm still wearing it. Look.
I know. And this brings me to my issue. It wasn't just a fun day with face painting. There was a little bit of a test in there. A little bit of a test.
Oh, a work test?
Yeah. A work test. It was kind of to see what kind of a person you were.
Should I scrub my unicorn off for this? I'm starting to get embarrassed.
So, no.
Okay.
When we had the costume contest.
I'm still wearing mine.
No, okay. Well, hang on. I know you are. There was a choice between Alvin, Simon, and Theodore for everyone to choose. The three chipmunks.
Yeah.
Alvin and the chipmunks.
Super cute.
Yeah. You chose Simon.
Well, yeah.
That was the wrong answer. We're company of Alvins.
But
we're Alvins here.
But we both wear glasses.
That's another thing. I thought the glasses were cosmetic at first. We only want people with 20/30 vision at this company.
Well, I can't help that. It's just what happens over time.
No. What I'm trying to say is, I don't know if this is going to work out. I thought you were an Alvin, but you're a Simon.
Sir,
God, thank God you're not a Theodore, or otherwise we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. You would have found my foot firmly on the back of that Simon ass of yours, or that Theodore ass. Well, if we were Theodore, it'd be a bigger ass.
Sir, I believe that diversity of costume is important in a company.
I agree that we should have the option, but there's a right choice.
Well, what's the point of an option if you're just going to penalize me for
choosing? It's performative. It's a performative option. Yes.
When I was a child, my brother's favorite chipmunk was Simon. And he saw a chipmunk outside one day, and he said, "Look, there's Simon." He ran outside, and he got hit by a Mack truck.
Yes.
So I wear this to honor him.
Yeah, that was nature's way of saying, don't be a Simon, be an Alvin. I bet you if he had said, "There's an Alvin," and run outside, he would have been alive today.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I feel like I should take this off. I'm embarrassed. I feel like my job is on the line.
No, you're a Simon with a unicorn face paint.
Am I fired or not?
You are on thin ice.
Just tell me what I need to do moving forward to keep my job and to make things hunky-dory.
Become an Alvin. By the end of the week, I need to see some real Alvin characteristics from you.
Okay.
And there may or may not be another test. I don't know.
I can rive to this challenge. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I just said I can rive to this challenge.
That was a Theodore move. You're going back down the ladder.
God. Okay, well, I'll do what I can do, sir.
Yes, say that you do. Cut to the factory floor. Hey, Travis. Hey, buddy. How's it going?
It's Alvin now.
What? No. Okay, all right.
I legally changed my name to Alvin. Middle name, The. Last name, Chipmunk.
Okay, good for you, man. I was wondering, can you see there's the machines, it keeps jamming, it's slowing everything down.
Figure it out.
B word.
Whoa, that's cool, dude. I thought we were friends.
We were. That's before I put a shirt on that has a letter A and took my pants off.
Oh my God, you are pantsless.
Yes, I am. Thanks for noticing. Here's an acorn.
No.
I'll need that back, though. It's my only one.
Sorry. Well, here you go. There it's back. Wow. Thanks. Wow, man. You used to be the brainiac around here. What's going on? Real change in power dynamics.
Yeah.
I'm just a floor worker, but... Yeah,
just. Keep that in mind. You're just a floor worker. Okay. And I'm everything. I'm evidence that people can change.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I guess don't worry about coming to my party then.
Okay. I won't.
Cut to his home with his wife. Honey?
What?
Oh my.
What? I'm Alvin now.
Wait. Where's Travis? Where's my sweet, sweet Travis? What happened to him?
Travis is on thin ice. So I dunked him.
No, I liked sweet Travis. Where are your glasses, honey? Did you drive here without? Did you drive home without glasses? You know you're legally blind.
Yes, and heads up, we do need a wheel alignment now. Listen, a lot of things have changed recently, okay? But it's going to be for the better. I'm going to lead this pack. I'm going to lead this marriage.
That's just the two of us. Two doesn't really constitute a pack.
I know.
That's the kind of thing Travis would know.
Well, Travis was fine doing a equality thing, but I have to be ahead now. I've got to be leading. So do with that what you will.
I don't know. I don't like this. I don't like this. This new Travis, honey. Let's just go to bed, and we'll have our usual sex where I'm in charge. And
no, I'm gonna fight you on it.
What?
Cut to bed. Get on top.
What are you doing?
Do what I like.
No,
move my leg more.
Why am I moving your leg at all?
Just bounce.
Honey, this is no.
Less talking. Less lights.
Oh, no. Cut back to the boss's office end of the week.
I tried living as an Alvin.
Yes, and I want to say, that looks like a man who got laid and his wife didn't enjoy it.
Listen, you may have your ideas, but I have mine. And after this experiment, I only have one thing to say.
Yes?
Here's my shirt. I'm handing it in. What? Unfortunately, now I am completely nude.
That's a total Alvin move. You did it.
Oh my God.
You kept the job.
Now get on top.
See.